What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
City of Mays looking to attract more retail. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The city of Mays is looking to become part of the region's growth. Historically, the bedroom community northwest of Wichita has struggled to compete for retailers and commercial development against the big city and its new Market Square shopping center. But with Mays poised to reach 10,000 residents by 2030, city leaders are working with a consultant to market the municipality to local and national businesses. One of the goals, city manager Nick Gregory tells the Business Journal, is to be the first retail stop for travelers coming from the north and west, including Hutchinson. Mays residents recently passed a 1% sales tax increase, which the city says could help it into negotiations for potential incentives to bridge the gap in property taxes with Wichita. The Federal Aviation Administration is looking to dole out some $3.1 million in fines after it said it found hundreds of safety violations at Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita and a Boeing factory in Washington State. The violations were found between September 23 and February 2024 in the midst of the January 24 door plug panel blowout on a 737 MAX shortly after takeoff. Spirit AeroSystems declined comment to the Business Journal, and Boeing said in a statement it continues to work on its safety culture throughout its operation. And there are two people with the last name of Koch on the newest Forbes list of the 400 wealthiest Americans. Charles Koch is the only Kansan on the list. He's ranked 17th with a September 1st net worth of $73.8 billion, up from $45 billion 5 years ago. Koch is chairman and co-CEO of Koch, Inc., the nation's second largest private company. One spot ahead of him is his sister-in-law, Julia Koch, at $81.3 billion. Julia Koch and her three children inherited a 42% stake in the Koch company after the 2019 death of her husband, David. Her net worth has climbed by 94% since 2020, according to Forbes. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
It's good to hear their wealth is staying up with inflation. Mr. Electric, lighting up the path of your success, Wichita Business Journal update, Kirk. Hey, I saw this this ad that you sent to Ted about Batman and Robin appearing at Joyland Park. When was this, 1972, an Eagle ad, right?
The summer of 72, yes, it was an ad in the Eagle.
Now, I've got to tell you a little story about that, because he came on a Saturday and Sunday, I think it was, and on the Saturday he appeared, I was there with my tape recorder at Joyland Park, up in their office with him, with Burt Ward interviewing him. I interviewed Robin, the boy wonder. Now, he is changing he's changing into his costume, and I've got the tape recorder going as he's standing there in his underpants telling me why he's in Wichita. So how about that? I'll tell you one more.
How would you describe him? Was he a good guy?
Oh, yeah.
He kind of big-timing you?
Yeah, good guy. He was basically starting to go in the real estate business because the Batman thing was kind of going out. But the one thing that stuck in my mind was his girlfriend was with him, and she was supposed to an attractive woman I have ever seen in my life. So Robin knew what he was doing. I was there. How about that? You sent that little ad?
That is awesome.
All right, sir.
What Ted probably didn't tell you was there was another ad in that same Eagle for five taco burgers for a dollar at Taco Kid.
Dive, yeah. There you go. Do you remember Taco Kid? Taco Kid. How about that? All right. It's a small world in Wichita. And Steve and Ted are part of it every day, and you, live and local every morning, got all kinds of stories.
Like five taco burgers for a buck.
Five tacos for a buck.
Ooh. That is awesome. I want to go back to 1972.
Let's go back to 72. That was a great time. All right. Thank you, Kirk. We'll talk with you again an hour from now. One of Kansas' most influential law enforcement officers announced his retirement on social media Monday. In a lengthy post, Trooper Ben Gardner said he was retiring after 26 years of service with the Kansas Highway Patrol, because he was deeply fatigued. with about 32,000 followers on Facebook and nearly 100,000 on X. Trooper Ben, now his legal name. That might be a misprint. Maybe it should be not his legal name. But anyway, he was among the original tweeting troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Ben? I have never met
him. I don't know him, but I'm familiar with his
stuff. Yeah. I've never met him. I've never corresponded with him. Should have. A lot of times I said, I'm going to get a hold of that Ben Gardner. I'll bet he'd be a good interview for this or that. But anyway, quite a following there. Good gravy. So he's going to give it up after 26 years of service with the Kansas Highway Patrol. A Connecticut city dished out more than 9,000 slices of savory pie to break the Guinness World Record for the largest pizza party.
Hey!
The Taste of New Haven, which organizes multiple local events and tours, held the record attempt Friday at the New Haven Green. Each participant was served two slices of pizza and was required by Guinness World Record rules to finish them in a set amount of time. Party ended up with an official total of 4,525 participants, breaking the record of 3,357. That was set by the Pizza World Champions in Tulsa in 2023.
Oh, so Tulsa's in on it.
Tulsa's in it, yeah.
Once again, like you telling me Wichita couldn't do this? Wichita can't get together 4,500 people to eat two slices of pizza? We would shatter that record.
Yeah, but we're all working. I guess we don't have time to do it. There you go.
Yeah, and there aren't enough close parking spaces. Wichita's need parking spaces that are really close to something, or they'll drive around for an hour trying to wait for it.
Get all annoyed.
Wichita will do a lot for two slices of pizza.
Yeah, that's true, if they're free.
Maybe if you throw in a T-shirt.
Throw in a T-shirt.
There we go.
Yeah, that's good. We got this promotion all mapped out. On this date 117 years ago, 1908, General Motors was founded. General Motors, GM, having a birthday today. Sedgwick County Zoo announcing the birth of an American bison calf. Rubily was born during the annual Zubily celebration. So there's a new buffalo, little one out there. A cute little fella. Some video of him while
Light
ago.
Light brown. Nice to add a buffalo to our population.
That's right.
In Kansas, a bison.
We have a birthday this morning I want to mention. Tim Wichman's having a birthday. Of course, the retired president of the Wichita Independent Business Association.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, he had a great run as president of the Wichita Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
And Tim was a good man, always had good things to say. Graduate of Purdue University. Was he a big basketball fan?
He's a big sports fan. Yeah. And then, I looked up into the stands at a Shocker volleyball match last month, and I'm pretty sure I saw Tim up in the stands.
All right.
Watching Shocker. And I used to run into Tim at Dillon's at Central and Rock all the time.
I would, too. He shopped at that Dillon's
lately,
there. I used to run into him there all the time.
Yeah, so he's still around.
All right.
Well, good guy. Yeah.
Tim Wichman having a birthday today.
There's another huge birthday today, I believe. Sierra Scott.
I don't have that one Facebook.
I hope I got it right.
Well, let's just say
I
we
believe
did.
Wichita.
Let's just say you did.
Legend Sierra Scott
and
celebrating
it's not
her birthday.
If it's not her birthday today, she'll have, when it is her birthday, we'll mention it again. So Sierra's been around quite a while, and you've actually been on stage with her. I have never been on stage with Sierra. I've never been invited to really do anything but leave the room when she's around. But no, she's a person, good person. We have a lot of fun with Sierra. Sierra Scott having a birthday. How about that? All right, what's going on in your world, Ted? Anything exciting?
Well, I'm just pumped for this Shocker volleyball match tonight.
Yeah.
Against the Jayhawks.
On the KU.
Oh, my gosh. I'm pumped.
It'll be a good one. All right. How are things going with the volleyball season? Just getting it going now?
Just getting going, but the Shocks have won four in a row. So they're
How about that?
They're playing well and looking forward to tonight. Yeah, off to a nice start.
So how many years have you been doing the PA on Shocker Volleyball?
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my 35th year doing Shocker Volleyball public address.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. And then you're going to be doing Shocker Basketball again this year.
Just in a few weeks. They start playing games in October.
Wow. Yeah, you're going to be a busy, busy guy here for the next couple of months.
That's what this time of the year gets to.
I hope you have time to come in and do the morning show with us.
Well, I hope so.
You can make time for that, right?
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.